Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning. God bless you, 7,000 Club. Praise God for another morning. Yes, another morning to give God praise and give Him assessment of our appreciation. I know that I'm usually on at night, but I'm sitting here in my car thinking about Bishop Jesse Delano Ellis. Now, him and I, we did not agree on some things, but mostly we agreed on the principle of holiness and Pentecostalism, the flavor of Pentecostalism. And I might add that Bishop Ellis was enjoyable. When I heard him in Memphis, he knows how to capture an audience, very articulate and very, very funny. I mean, I enjoy listening to Bishop Jesse Delano Ellis. And we celebrate his passing. You know, I have a different perspective on death. I believe when you know where you're going, you don't mind leaving. And so we've lost a great orator. We lost somebody who's innovative, very perspicacious, I mean, keen mind. And he brought in Kojic, a Catholic, let's say, flavor into the church. Or, you know, you look at Bishop Ellis and you think in terms of Vatican City. He would laugh at that. Catholicism seems that he embraced that to the point where it was expressed in his attire. And we disagreed about him ordaining women to be bishops. I didn't agree with that because it was not the doctrine of the church. Especially Church of God in Christ. And that is my church that ordained me, and I've been in that church for 50 years, or preaching for 50 years after that great, great Bishop O.T. Jones ordained me. And this church gave me an opportunity to be exposed around the world. Bishop Ellis never said anything negative about